Morning, honey. Did you sleep well? That's nice. That's nice. Oh, yes. I also had a wonderful sleep. Thank you. Wait, why are you getting up? Don't go. No, that's not fair. I need to cuddle you more. You can't just leave immediately after I wake up. No, I don't have to go today. I have a day off. So you should really come back to bed with me. Ugh. Playing strong, are you? But I'm really not sure how long you can keep this up, honey. Just look at how soft these bed sheets are. My fingers look so lonely, brushing them up and down. I guess there's no one lying next to me. I'll have to make do with this blanket as a cuddling partner. A blanket that is wonderfully warm, by the way. Can you imagine how heavenly it would feel to just crawl back under it and enjoy the morning with me wrapped all around you? Why are you hesitating? Don't you have something more important to do than standing here, staring at me with your mouth wide open? Is it really that fascinating to watch me kiss this pillow? Once. Twice. Thrice. Oh, this pillow is so dry, it doesn't even kiss back. But I guess it's better than nothing. Do you want me to continue giving all these kisses to some inanimate object? Are you going to join me and take them for yourself? No? Are you sure? What could be more important than all the kisses and cuddles and love and affection I could give you? Not to mention the soft head scratches and the gentle way I would caress your cute little feet with my own as we slowly melt together into one big cuddly mess. No thoughts, head empty, just enjoying each other's company. That does indeed sound important, but are you really sure? Really, really sure? You're absolutely, positively, definitely, really have to go. Fine, then, I guess. If it is that important, then I guess I'll have to let you go. But not without a good morning and a goodbye kiss. I can't compromise further or I will actually die of love deprivation. Yes, that is a thing. I read it myself just yesterday, so it must be true. Okay, admittedly, I first wrote it down and then I read it, but that doesn't make it any less real. See, I'll even make it easy for you. I'll come up right to the edge of the bed. Sit up and even lean forward a bit. You just have to take a few small steps to reach me. Come on, we both know you want to. Planning something? Me? Come on, honey, look at me. Do these look like the eyes of a liar? I'm just sitting here in my super comfy pajamas, stretching my arms out at you, begging for just a little bit of trust. And a kiss, of course. Can't forget the kiss. A single one would be enough, but you can give me more if you want to, of course. 2 or 3, or even 100. I just need you to kiss me. Or do you not trust me? Your own girlfriend. Do you want to make me sad? Do you want to see the corners of my mouth drop? My lips beginning to quiver and a small tear forming in my eye. Is that what you want? Oh, so you don't want that? Then come here and give me my kiss. What am I doing? Nothing you should worry your pretty little head about. I'm just putting my arms around your neck and pulling you closer. Over the edge of the bed, slowly onto the mattress. You can leave if you want to, you know. My grip is not even that strong. If you put up just a little bit of resistance, you could easily pull free and go about your business. But then again, you always melt when I do this. So I guess it is impossible after all. Just give up and let yourself fall into my honey trap. Yes, I am not playing fair. I know. My poor baby, my dear honey. You realize just now that this game was rigged from the start. There is no shame in losing to the best, so just accept your loss, okay? You should know by now that I never play fair when it comes to cuddles. I beg, I seduce, I lie. Yet you always fall for it. It's always as if you want this to happen. But that would be stupid, right? You would never try to purposefully lose to me. Yes, that's what I thought. It is all my fault for being so clingy and needy and cuddly and sexy and... Oh. Was that meant to shut me up? No, I don't mind. Do it more. It'll be okay. I'm sure I can manage a day without you. Yes, a day. I am keeping you in this bed until we have to go get something for dinner. Just call in sick or something. You can even tell them that this is my fault. I don't mind. Oh, you do that each time anyways? Oh, how much they must hate me over there. Keeping you all to myself. And don't think I didn't notice how you didn't complain anymore. Now that my kisses have completely broken down your resistance, you surely wouldn't mind if I wrapped my... arms and legs around you like this, would you? It would have been too late anyway. You can't escape me anymore. Let me pull the bed sheets over us again so we can be even warmer and cuddlier. Oh, you're burying your face into my chest. You are so incredibly cute when you just give in to my affection like this. No, I don't mind you doing that. I know how much you love listening to my heartbeat. Do you hear it?
Ba-dump, ba-dump, ba-dump.
It makes you feel safe. And here I thought you couldn't get any more adorable. I bet forehead kisses would make it even better. And you are in the perfect position right now to let me play with your hair. It's so much fun to scratch your scalp, gently massage your skull, and twirl strands of your hair through my fingers. Your hair is very soft today. It smells like... Did you use my shampoo again, honey? No, it's okay. I'm not mad or anything. As long as it enhances our cuddling experience, I wouldn't mind even if you used the entire bottle. But you didn't though, right? When I go into the shower next time, I will have enough shampoo to wash my hair, won't I? That's good then. I will just remember to keep a larger stock of that shampoo in the cabinet from now on. Now this cuddling is making me sleepy again. How about you? You too, huh? But honey, I know that I came on really strong earlier and that I kind of forced you to come back to bed, but I'm not actually keeping you from something really important, am I? Oh, that's good then. I would not want to keep you here against your will, or because you feel obligated to. I'm glad you want this as much as I do. Judging by how closely you snuggled up against me, perhaps even more than me. Since we're both okay with it, let's just sleep in a bit longer. We can snack on something when we wake up again, and then plan the remaining part of the day. Does that sound... Oh, you're already out for good, aren't you, honey? I don't know if you can still hear me, but I hope some part of you does. I just want you to know that I love you so, so much that I can't even understand it myself. You are safe in my arms. I will protect you from everything. So you can focus on having sweet dreams. I know that I tell you this stuff every day, just after you fall asleep, but you never mention it in the morning. So I don't know if you actually hear me. But you never had a single nightmare ever since I started doing it, so I choose to believe that it reaches you. Sleep well, my honey, my darling, my baby, my sweet.